The program last week, we spent a couple of days talking about the Electoral Finance Bill and other matters. The Appropriations Bill as well, and other matters, political. And there was an enormous response. There was some angst, some anger, and some frustration that was expressed by various people, both verbally and written. Over the weekend, a lot of people seemed to be talking about it, a lot of people asked me about it, a lot of people commented to me about it. On Friday, after the program, there was some communication from other politicians and other political parties to my producer, and we may well follow up on one at least of those this morning, if not a couple. This morning, the New Zealand Herald takes not an unprecedented step, but a very unusual step, and puts something on its front page that is an editorial, and newspapers of any quality only do that when there is something of major concern to the country. Major concern. Let me remind you of a couple of things. A lot of people, a lot of men from this country, died in World Wars I and II to protect freedom. Freedom is the most important thing in the world to any of us, after food and drink. Freedom is more important than democracy, even, because without one, you don't have the other. The Herald's front page this morning, in big letters, says democracy under attack. Now, many of you, plenty of you, over the years, have abused, to me, you have abused the Herald for being left-wing, for being Labour-leaning. Look, I suppose papers change to some degree with the editors that they have and the board that makes them up. But a good newspaper will call the shots as they see it at any given time. And on this occasion, you can only say that the Herald is doing precisely that. It has viewed what's going on, it's viewed what the Labour government is planning to do, and it realises the dangers in it, as do other people. Now, Audrey Young, who is the political editor of the New Zealand Herald, has a front page piece, this is apart from the editorial, has a front page piece, and it starts out like this, and I read this on the internet early this morning, just after 5. A backroom deal by Labour, the Greens and New Zealand First could make multi-million dollar advertising campaigns by government departments on Labour policy exempt from the election spending laws to be pushed through Parliament this month. It is not just Labour. It is other parties, in this case the Greens and New Zealand First, who see it to their advantage that are joining the government in doing this. Let us not forget that Labour has its minions and that all three parties deserve condemnation. Albeit, of course, that Labour is driving this. And I thought over the weekend about a number of things. I thought some of the stuff that I said last week, some of the comments I made, the statements I made last week, were really not me. And when I say that, I mean they're not things that I ever thought I'd hear myself saying. They're not the sort of things about a political party, about a government, about its leaders, that I particularly want to say. Because it doesn't fit with the sort of country that I want to live in, that I've been brought up in. Australasia, both countries, have had a similar background. And we consider ourselves to be democracies and to be free. New Zealand has departed from democracy in its purer sense over recent years. And there is no question in my mind, unfortunately, that the incumbent government is intent on removing further democracy from your life and from my life and from our children's lives. And you ask yourself the question, why is this so? Why is it that a person who I used to defend on this program time and time again, the Prime Minister of this country, is either oblivious, blind, unable to see what path she has undertaken and that the government has undertaken, Is it that she is blind to it, or is it that she knows what she's doing, and she is hell-bent on doing it? I would like to think the former, which means, in that case, if she's that blind, she's unfit for government, because she can't see what she's doing. And if it's the latter, then we should all be very concerned, to put it very mildly. Two world wars, and you might even throw in the Vietnam War. Men went to war, died for freedom, and yet it's under threat in this country. Even the New Zealand Herald says so. It's 13 to 9, News Talk Sydney. And then, of course, you can back it up with all the other bits of legislation, the other things that this government has passed, starting with, well, not even starting with, but let's just mention the most important things that they've done. They have dumped the Privy Council without approval or consultation. Dumped it. They have introduced legislation that is abhorrent and unworkable on more than one occasion. They have, in the face of massive opposition, passed the smacking bill, or the anti-smacking bill, whichever you like. And there are others. Interfere, control, and then you can get to taxation, you can get to all sorts of other things. It really is an appalling record when you stop and think about it. Now, this is not meant to be a confirmation of any other party being better. It's a bloody wake-up call to this country to pay attention, sit up, and make your voices known, and defend the little bit of democracy, the sliver of democracy, while you've still got it to defend. It's 12 to 9.
When our children ask us questions, we want to have the answers. But lots of parents struggle when the questions are about maths homework. Here's the answer.
The best thing about the MathaMagic computer tutor was the phone line support. Last year, I was struggling with the algebra exam, and I gave a call straight away, and it made it so easy.
You can help your child's maths. Call the MathaMagic computer tutor now, 625-8396. That's 625-8396.
Geoffrey Stokes was an interesting man, a man remembered as a collector of fine art and a Scrooge for hiding money in his bedroom walls. On a completely unrelated topic, Geoffrey's house will be up for auction after the funeral.
No matter where you are, there's an ANZ home loan within reach. Call 0800 ANZ Home and a mobile mortgage manager will come to you. ANZ lending criteria, terms, conditions and fees apply.
You'll be smiling with new dentures as you do. When you find your dentures, let you bite and chew. That's the confidence you get when you rely on DentureTech. Phone 0800 345 222.
For the world's best dentures, phone DentureTech on 0800 345 222.
That's the confidence you get when you rely on DentureTech. Phone 0800 345 222.
From Grafton, Newton, Rent-A-Car to Wellington, Bell Park, Hill Park, Vinnie Bus to Eden Park, Renfield, Linfield, Rent-A-Truck to Westfield, Kelston, Epsom, Rent-A-Van to Alberston.
Metropolitan Rentals, call 630 2030.
Rush into Spotlight today and save 20% off all ready-to-hang curtains, blinds, curtain fabrics and tricks. 20% off all Manchester, bed linen, bedding, towels, even if it's already on sale. More bargains in store at Spotlight, today only.
News talks about it's 10 to 9, and there's other matters. Last week I mentioned a couple of times further details with regard to democracy and why it's under threat. And I will, look, I have it, and I will allude to it after the news at 10. And let me tell you, I find it very frightening, this, all of it put together, but this, after 9 rather. John, good morning.
Good morning, Leighton. Leighton, it's John Boscawen speaking. I ran and paid for the ads that appeared on Nationwide Radio last Thursday.
Yep.
Leighton, first of all, I congratulate the Herald and Audrey Young. Secondly, this is an apolitical issue. It concerns all New Zealanders. It's not to do with party politics. It's It's not philosophy, it's an issue of freedom. And the editorial comments you've just made are absolutely right on the mark. And what I'd like to do, Leighton, is I'd like to say, make three main points. The first point, Leighton, the Prime Minister speaking with Mike Hosking this morning, I believe is playing on people's fears. She uses the excuse of the Brethren's campaign to justify this legislation. I believe that's fear-mongering. I heard the Human Rights Commissioner, Roslyn Noonan, a former trade unionist, tell David Benson Pope in the Select Committee that she doubted that this legislation would stop people like the Brethren. You might recall a photograph of the Seven Brethren spokespeople in the Herald late last year, or the election. Each of those seven people could run their own campaign. This is not about the Brethren. That is the excuse. That is the smokescreen. This is about freedom. This is about freedom of expression. It's about democracy. That's my first point. My second point, Leighton, is you referred to World Wars I and II and the Vietnam War. Yesterday was Armistice Day. It's very easy to have your photograph taken at a War Memorial on Armistice Day. It's very easy to go to Passchendaele. But if you look on page 4 of the Herald lists the people who oppose this bill, and you'll see five separate grey power associations. One of those grey power associations is the Grey Power of Christchurch. The head of the Grey Power Association in Christchurch is Mr. Graham Stemmond. Mr. Graham Stemmond is the national president of Grey Power throughout New Zealand, and he is standing alongside me in a legal proceeding we're bringing against the Attorney General. Graham Stemmond tried to make a submission on this bill. He was given 2 days' notice. Grey Power don't have the money to pay the full economy airfares up to Wellington at short notice. He wasn't given an opportunity. The political party that supports or represent elderly people, and particularly the people who went to war to stand up and fight for freedoms, did nothing to ensure that Grey Power's voice would be heard on this issue. I made sure Grey Power's voice would be heard on this issue. I went to Christchurch. I invited Mr. Stemmond to join my legal action, and that legal action is proceeding in the High Court in Wellington as we speak. The third point I'd like to make, Leighton, is that just because the Herald has done this editorial, there's no reason for people to be complacent. This is not going to stop the Prime Minister. People would have heard the Prime Minister this morning. She is going to box on. The only reason she's going to stop is if people stand up and protest. I announced on Friday afternoon I'm leading a march down Queen Street this Saturday. We're asking people to assemble at 10 o'clock on Saturday morning outside the Town Hall and march to Britomart Place.
Well, I would be delighted to make the odd mention of it during the week, John. I hope that you get the numbers that you need. You have made a great contribution to this, and I can only say that I hope that its effect is noticed. Thanks for your call. 6 to 9.